Hi, everybody, and welcome to Mecha Dragon, a podcast about all the geeky and nerdy stuff you love. Brought to you by Captain Geek and the Dark Nerd. I'm your Captain, Will.
And I'm your nerd, Jess.
Today, we are talking about Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. First of all, this will be the non-spoiler review of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. So we are not going to give any spoilers in this one. We are just going to give it a non-spoilery review. And we'll give you, like, our general thoughts on the movie and a quick rating at the end to give you an idea of what we think about it, whether you may want to go see it, yada yada, and so forth. So, just letting everybody know, no spoilers in this one. So, let's get started. Let's talk about the conclusion to the Skywalker saga, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, Episode 9. Jess, what are your general thoughts about this movie?
I was expecting it to be pretty crazy, because they were tying up a lot of plot lines and loose ends and stuff, and there's still the mystery out about Rey's heritage and what they're going to do with that. The battle between battle/friendship between her and Kylo.
You're saying before the movie begins, from the previous movies, there's still the mystery of Rey's parentage. You're not giving a spoiler and saying by the end of this movie there's anything about Rey's whatever, one way or the other.
No, I don't even recall seeing Rey in this movie, actually. And I saw it twice.
Right.
But no, I mean, that's from the very first, time we find out who Rey is. She doesn't know who Rey is, and she's trying to find out who Rey is. So that's part of her journey in it. And then she's dealing with the Kylo and the issues there. And then you got, of course, just the overarching war, and there's a lot of stuff going on. You have Finn and Poe. They're also big players in the game. And just waiting to see what's going on with everything. And I was really excited for it. And I think I mentioned on an earlier podcast, I expect a Rotten Tomatoes score of at least a 7.
Well, it's, I think, in the 50s right now. Like, I think last time I looked, it was 57%. But the audience rating is like 83% or something.
Yeah.
So
57 to 86.
Okay, there we go.
I just looked it up.
But I mean, it's still slightly in flux. I mean, we're not even all the way through the opening weekend yet. We're recording this on December 22nd, Sunday, after it's been released. So, who knows?
Yeah.
It is doing pretty well at the box office. So my general thoughts are, I liked the movie. I liked it a lot. It's definitely not a perfect movie for me. Like, if I was to compare it to Avengers Endgame, which I don't think it really is a fair comparison in a lot of ways, because, Star Wars has been with us since 1977. The Marvel Cinematic Universe has only been with us for the last 10 years or so, and it also has, like, 20-some movies instead of, 9. But the thing is, I don't think it did as good of a job as Avengers Endgame in wrapping up this whole saga. That's not to say that I didn't really enjoy it and think it's a good movie, but if I'm to compare them, I felt way more satisfied at the end of Avengers Endgame than I did at the end of Rise of Skywalker. But on the other hand, I think that because Star Wars has been with us since 1977 and it's had so many, not just the main movies, right, but the spin-off movies and the animated shows and all the books and books and books and books and, video games and tabletop role-playing games and, you name it. I just think that it was an impossible task to please everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just playing Star Wars Battlefront 2 on the Xbox 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. And I would say, that I was pretty happy with the movie, but I think that my main criticism of it, if I have a big criticism of it, is that it could have had a little more depth to it. I think it could have. I think it could have leveraged.
I think an extra 30 minutes wouldn't have hurt it.
I think that is probably true. On the other hand, that might have taken away from the pacing of it. I actually think it was very well paced. It really kept things moving the whole time, And there were some quiet moments too.
Yeah.
In between that. Yeah. And that's part of the good pacing of it. It wasn't just super fast the whole time. It wasn't slow the whole time. It was generally fast-paced, with the slower-paced stuff in the story where we needed it to be. Yeah. But I think that they could have, you know, despite the fact that a lot of fans did not like The Last Jedi, I think they could have leveraged some of the stuff from that movie a little better to have a little bit more depth to this movie. But on the other hand, it was always kind of a mythic sort of fairy tale of a saga that was a very simple story of like good versus evil. But moving on, what can you say about the... I don't think we should talk too much about the plot, right? Because that gets into spoilers. I think right. The most we can say is like, I basically liked it or I didn't. But what did you think of the way the characters were handled in this movie without spoiling anything?
I thought the characters were handled pretty good. I mean, there was a couple parts felt a little rushed. Some of the scenes just kind of like skipped through. And I wanted to see just a little. It's not that I wanted to see more. It's just like you could almost tell like there was maybe a 2 or 3 second scene here or there they cut out. But aside from that, yeah, the acting was well done. I didn't have any problems with the acting. I think everyone did a great job. There were some characters I was expecting to see more of that I really didn't see any of, hardly at all.
How did you like, and this is no spoiler because this was all over all of the trailers, right? But what did you think of the fact that Palpatine was in it at all? Without spoiling how much he was in it or what he did or what didn't do or, you know, anything like that. The fact that he was, that character came back for this movie. Like, how do you feel about that and how he was treated?
That's kind of a tough one because I wasn't expecting him to come back, you know, when I was watching the first two movies in this last trilogy. And it almost seemed, I don't know, kind of like a cheap way for them to end it. You know, bring back the bad guy from the very beginning. Because we did see his rise up through the first two trilogies. And it was interesting to see a conclusion to that because apparently he survived. I don't know. I think they could have worked in something different maybe.
I think that is possible, but on the other hand, if you're concluding a huge story, is that really the time to introduce a brand spanking new ultimate villain?
Right. Yeah, that's a good
point. I don't know. I mean, I think it was a really tough call for J.J. Abrams, who directed and like co-wrote this movie, because I keep coming back to this thought that if they had had a more unified vision of the final trilogy when they began the final trilogy, then that might have allowed them to do more with this final movie. But they didn't have that same unified vision because it wasn't just George Lucas with, you know, the story in his head that he's had in his head for years going through and making the last, you know, three episodes of the saga. It was Kathleen Kennedy being the producer and bringing on, you know, a bunch of different people. And, you know, you had J.J. Abrams in charge of Force Awakens, and then you had Rian Johnson in charge of The Last Jedi. And then originally, Colin Trevorrow was going to direct and co-write Rise of Skywalker, but after, I guess the way that it happened was after he turned in some of the initial, like, story treatments or something like that, they were like, this isn't really going in a direction that we think is good, so they just brought back J.J. Abrams. Who I think was the safest choice because he's a huge Star Wars fan. He made Force Awakens. He's really hot in Hollywood right now. It's familiar territory. And I think J.J. Abrams is a very super talented filmmaker. But I do feel like the movie stayed in safe territory for fans pretty much without...
Right.
Without, say, challenging people in the same types of ways that The Last Jedi was. But on the other hand, I think that maybe that was the most appropriate way to handle this final chapter of the saga.
Yeah, it would have been cool, like, if in the last two trilogies, or not the last two trilogies, the first two movies of this last trilogy, if they'd had, like, some little things sprinkled in that in this movie were revealed that was part of the Emperor's doing. You know, it's like, if Palpatine's just going to pop out of the woodwork for the third episode, it'd be cool if there was, like, something in the last two that kind of...
Oh, you're saying, I see, like that. Yeah. I see. Setting up Palpatine, like, even if it was, like, him chuckling in the shadows or something like that.
Yeah, and finally all we got was him chuckling in a trailer. You know? I was like, oh, shit, that's Palpatine. And then
on one hand, you know, this goes back to the fact that so many disparate people were working on different visions of the story. Like, you had J.J. Abrams set up Snoke in Force Awakens. And he was an interesting character. You look at him and his scars, and you see how powerful he is in the Force and the fact that he's supreme leader of this First Order. And you're like, okay, I'm interested. Like, okay, what's his story? But to be totally honest.
And he's on screen for 4 minutes and then lays down like a baby.
Yeah, but to be frank, look. In the original Star Wars trilogy, what did we know about the Emperor for the first two Star Wars movies? Almost nothing. Almost nothing. And then in the third movie, he was definitely in that movie, in The Return of the Jedi, a lot more than the preceding two. But we still didn't know anything about him other than that he was super evil and he was the Emperor. And that he was like a Sith Lord. That was it. Okay, that was it. So it, like, I never expected to get more than that from Snoke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seems like maybe there was that expectation on the part of some people, and that I think that's totally fair. It's just that I never expected that, and so I was okay not getting any more from Snoke than we did. But the story difficulty that leaves you going into Rise of Skywalker is, who's the big baddie now? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the only other option I could honestly see would be for it to be Kylo Ren. And now, you know, to be clear, he's still not a good guy going into Rise of Skywalker. You know, he killed his father, for Pete's sake. But I think that if the movie would have made Kylo Ren the main, like, huge villain at the conclusion at the end of this saga, I'm not quite sure how that would have sat with me. I mean,
yeah, that would have been weird because he's had the issues kind of like waffling back and forth between being bad and good, you know, in the past, kind of with his connection with Rey and stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, but back to the actual movie that we're talking about, why don't we give our ratings for this movie? How would you rate this? Out of 10 lightsabers, how many lightsabers do you give it?
Like I said, it did feel a little rushed. Overall, I really enjoyed it. It was a fun ride. And I'm going to give it 7.5 lightsabers overall.
Okay. To be honest, I am still processing this movie. Star Wars has been a big part of my, like, it's been a big part of, like,
development as a human.
In a way, it's been a big part of my life, entertainment wise, culturally wise, you know, and I feel like I'm still digesting it to a large degree. And I have avoided a lot of reviews. I have avoided reading reviews and stuff about it because I kind of just want to digest it on my own first. But, you know, overall, I did really enjoy it. It's not my favorite Star Wars movie. But I think it's pretty good, and it's definitely not the worst one.
No.
So, actually, no, I think I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it right now 8 out of 10 lightsabers. Okay. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10. I think, you know, if you go into it and you're a fan of Star Wars, it's going to address the things that it needs to address, and it's going to give you a nostalgia injection of the best kind of Star Wars stuff that you probably love. If you hated The Last Jedi, you're probably really going to like it. If you love The Last Jedi, you're either going to... I think it'll be a range of people from, like, eh, that was okay, to, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've seen both reactions, you know, and I have seen people calling it the worst, you know, Star Wars movie ever made, but I think that that's going way, way too far. Again, people are going to have different opinions, and that's totally fine. But I give it an 8 out of 10. And I think it's watching. I think it's worth watching. And I think that it serves as a more than adequate conclusion to the Skywalker saga. And, I mean, there were parts of the movie that did give me the chills, you know? There were parts of the movie that really did pull on my heartstrings. And there were parts of the movie where I was like, that is super cool. And there were parts of the movie where I was like, man, I wish they would have like gone a little bit deeper on this. That's what I think about the movie. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, like I said, it felt just felt a little rushed, and there was just, I don't know, I just wish they'd have spent just a little more time. I think it could have used a little more. Like I said, it wouldn't have bothered me if it was a little longer.
Yeah. Because I think that would have been fine with me too, yeah.
I mean, I just saw it 4 hours ago, and it's the second time I saw it, and I'm already waiting on the special edition DVD Blu-ray to come out with the extra scenes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody loves the extra scenes. They love the extra scenes. What if the director puts them all in the movie the first time? Ooh, the movie's too long. It hurts my Mimi. You know, so just...
It just depends like on what it the it just depends on what the story is, and sometimes they take out those scenes because they just don't work, you know. But if there had been a story that was a little bit longer that worked as a story that long, then yeah, I would have been totally down for that.
Yeah, just like when's the last time you saw a movie and you're like, man, I really liked it, but that one 13-second scene, threw everything off for me.
But overall, you know, you gave it a 7, so you'd say that you did enjoy it quite a bit.
Oh, 7.5. I really liked it. It's Star Wars. I just love the Star Wars universe. I love, you know, being immersed in it. It's a fun place to be, and like you said, it's been around forever. It's been around my whole life, and, you know, every couple years, I'm back in Star Wars land again, plus raising 2 kids, back in Star Wars again. So it's a fun place to go. I enjoy it.
Great. Well, with that, we're going to end this episode and go ahead and record our spoiler-filled episode where we review and discuss this movie. So thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have a moment, please go on to Apple Podcasts or your choice of platform and give us a 5-star rating and or review. That really helps us out. Jess, do you want to give them real quick our social media contact details?
I sure do. We are on Facebook as Mecha Dragon, Twitter and Instagram at Mecha Dragon Show. You can email us at mechadragonshow@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about next. And thank you, Nerf Herders.
And may the Force be with you, always.
Always.
Our music is Overworld by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com, licensed under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0